You asked me that before, Di.
Oh, yes, that's right, so I did.
Oh, we're sorry to hear the bad news about Mum's sister.
Yes, it was tough luck. Dad's upset about it, too.
Well, he'll be able to talk to Mum on the phone very soon. He's sure to be back at the homestead at 11 o'clock.
Oh, it was very good of you to bring the message over, Mabel.
Oh, I didn't mind. Were you having a good day's fishing?
Well, I caught a fish and so did Al. Oh, they've left the basket here. You open it and you'll see two fairly decent fish in it.
Oh, they're not bad, are they? Go on fishing, Di. You can sit down.
Yeah. Oh, all right, thanks, Mabel. Will you sit next to me?
Thanks, I will.
How are your mother and father?
Oh, they're fine.
You're still quite happy at the hospital?
Yes, quite, thanks, Di.
How's Dr. Ferris?
Oh, he's very well.
Oh, I don't think I've had a chance to see you and congratulate you since the engagement.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Well, I think it'd be better if you didn't say anything about it, Mabel.
Oh, aren't you interested?
Oh, well, I wish you good luck and every happiness. I think I wish Clive Ferris that.
But, Dave, I don't think you understand.
Oh, I do understand, Mabel. You love him and you don't love me. It was all over between us long ago. Well, now, let's talk about something else. Oh, did you hear about the sheep station that Dad's bought?
Yes, I heard all about
it. Yes, I'm going to be left in charge of the homestead in Snake Gully. You know, I'm going to make some pretty big alterations there, and Alf and Annie are staying
with me. But, Dave, I want to tell you
something. And I'm going to put a lot more pigs on the farm, Mabel. Dad will kick up a bit of a fuss, but he won't mind in the long run. And, I'll just show him that pigs can pay.
But, Dave, don't you know that
Listen,
I want...
Mabel, I got one pig there. Oh, I'm going to put it in the show. Oh, he's a beaut. I've studied a lot about pig breeding, and I bred this fellow myself. He's a purebred Berkshire.
Dave, will you stop talking about pigs and listen to me?
Oh, Mabel, I don't want to talk about it. You're engaged to Clive Ferris, and that's the end of it.
But I'm not engaged to Clive Ferris.
What?
I thought you'd hear. I thought everyone knew.
But I don't know what you're talking about. The engagement was announced at our place of the party.
Oh, yes, I know. But you see, Clive's been very good to me. And when he came up here, I sort of felt that everything was over between you and me. And in the moonlight one night, I felt all romantic. And I've been pretty lonely, you know. And when Clive proposed, I accepted him. But I didn't mean to, Dave. It was just through being soft-hearted.
Oh. Well, aren't you going to marry Clive Ferris?
No, of course not.
Well, why wasn't I told?
Well, we just broke the engagement off quietly. But it didn't take people in Snake Gully long to get to know. You know what they are.
Well, I haven't been about much lately. What with Mum being away and Dad buying the sheep station.
Well, Clive and I realised that although we were very fond of each other, we weren't in love. So we just broke off the engagement. Oh. He's going to stay up here, and I think he's talking about buying old Dr. Foster's practice.
Oh, Mabel, I don't know what to say to you. I've been so miserable thinking you were engaged.
Oh,
I was only talking to Dad about it today, and now you're not engaged after all. And I don't care who knows it. I'm still in love with you, and I always will be.
Oh, I couldn't fall in love with Clive Ferris, Dave, because I'm in love with you.
Oh, Mabel, that's the most wonderful news I've ever heard. Gonna kiss.
Look out, your line's moving. You've got a bite.
Oh, let the fish get away. I don't care. I love you, Mabel. I want to marry you.
I love you, Dave. Oh, it's so long since you've kissed.
Oh, when can we get married?
No. I want to talk to you about that. Look, we've got to be sensible this time. No more differences of opinion and quarrels.
Oh, there'll be no more quarrels, I promise you that.
We've got to be properly engaged, and it's going to be a long engagement, Dave.
Well, what do you mean, a long engagement?
Well, you see, I've got interested in my course of nursing, and it'll be 18 months before I complete that course. I love the work, Dave, and I want to go through with it. You've waited so long. Surely you can wait another 18 months.
Oh, but Mabel, if you love me, you'll want to marry me now.
Dave, can't you wait a little longer? I've given me people me promise that I'll go through with this course, and You see, it's cost me father a good deal of money one way and another.
Well, I suppose it has.
And you're going to manage the homestead at Snake Gully, and you'll be able to get experience at running a place of your own during that 18 months. So at the end of that time, we'll be ready to start a place of our own. It's going to help us both to wait, darling.
Oh, I suppose it is. You're right, Mabel. You're always right. You always work things out, don't you? Mum's like that. She's got a cool head and she works things out for the best.
Oh, I knew you'd understand, Dave. But we can be properly engaged. I'll wear your ring again and we'll go about together. 18 months isn't so very long. Is it, Dad?
Oh, no, it's not long at all. And as you say, we'll be properly engaged and we can go about together. Oh, Mabel, I'm so happy. I'm going to kiss you again.
Oh, I love you, Dave.
Oh, here you are at last, Dave.
I've got something to tell you, Dad.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you want to know what news I had from your mother?
Oh, yes. Well, what did Mum say?
She was talking from Western Australia. She said she was feeling all right now, and of course, the old thing was a bit of a shock to her.
Yes, I suppose it was.
She sounded all right. You know what Mum is. She's busy managing things down there, and she's looking after Martha.
Who's Martha?
Your cousin, of course. Your Aunt Connie's girl.
What's going to happen to her?
Well, I don't know. It hasn't been decided yet. I suppose they've got friends over there.
Well, when's Mum coming back?
Well, she hopes to be back here by tomorrow week.
Oh, well, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yes, too right it is. It seems to me as if she's been away for months. Still, it was good to hear her voice again.
Oh, yes. Could you hear her quite plainly?
Just as plainly as I can hear you.
Did you give Mum my love?
Oh, of course I did.
And did you tell her about the sheep station?
Well, I told her that we'd bought it, but I didn't say we had to take a mortgage.
Oh, Dad, well, I think you'd better tell her about the mortgage. You know, you kept the last one a secret from her, and, well, it caused a lot of trouble.
All right. I'll tell her when she gets back. I didn't want to tell her over the phone. She's got quite enough to worry her.
Yeah, well, as long as you do tell her.
Oh, I'll tell her. I know how to handle my own business. There's a time and place for everything.
Yeah, oh, it'll be good to get Mum back here. Hell, I've got some news for you, Dad.
You know, your mother was wonderful, Dave. You know, she cheered me up, and I feel much better now that I've talked
well,
to
look,
her.
Well, look, I've got to tell you something that'll surprise you.
You know, Dave, it's wonderful the difference that Mum makes in this place. Everything seems brighter when she's about, and just talking to her seemed to brighten up the whole place.
But listen, Dad, I've got a big surprise for you.
Oh, what are you talking about, Dave? Give me a chance to talk about your mother, will you? I want to tell you what she said.
Well, Dad, you told me.
Well, she told me to cheer up and not to worry and that she's quite all right.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. But now, won't you listen to my news now?
Oh, you've got some news, have you? Well, what is all this news?
I'm engaged to Mabel.
What?
I'm telling you the truth, Dad. Mabel and I are engaged.
But Mabel can't be engaged to two people at once. We can't have any scandal, Dave.
She's not engaged to Clive Ferris anymore. She's broken it all.
Well, why couldn't you have said so in the first place?
Well, aren't you glad?
Of course I'm glad, me boy. It's the best thing that could have happened. You see, me boy, it's just like fishing. You've got to be patient. If you're patient, everything turns out all right.
Oh, well, there's not going to be any trouble about it this time. Yeah, well, we've come to a proper understanding, and, well, we're not going to be married for 18 months, you see.
18 months? My word, that's a long time.
Oh, it's all right, Dad. Everything's fixed, but Mabel wants to complete a nursing course.
Well, I'm very glad, me boy. I wish I'd known that when your mother rang up. She'd have been glad, too.
Oh, I'll write and tell her myself.
You know, that's wonderful news. By the way, have you seen Uncle Clarence anywhere?
No, I've only just come in.
Oh. Well, Annie said he went out early this morning. He kicked up a bit of a fuss when he found that I wasn't here, and she wouldn't let on where I was.
Well, I suppose he's wandering around the sheep station somewhere, eh?
Yes, I suppose so. He's liable to go a bit crook when he comes in. Still, I had a nice little break by going fishing, and I had a talk to Mum, and I feel much better, Dave. Now I can grapple with me business problems. I'll go over to the station tomorrow, and I'll have a good look round and see what's needed.
Oh, isn't it wonderful about Mabel? Oh, she's a bonzer girl.
I'll have to fix up about new fences in some of those paddocks if I can get me mind on the work again now.
Well, I'm going about everywhere with Mabel. We could be able to go to dances together again and everything. You know, she's always been in love with me.
Oh, show Uncle Clarence that I know how to manage a station.
Hey, will you listen to me, Dad? I'm talking about Mabel.
I've told you that I'm very glad you're engaged to her, and there's no one I'd rather have for a daughter-in-law than me.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to hear you say that, Dad. Oh, hello, Uncle Clarence. Hey, what do you think? I'm engaged.
Oh, never mind about that. I want to know where Dad's been all day.
Well, I've been at this house since 11 o'clock. Where have you been?
Out, doing your work.
What?
I bought 2,500 wethers, and they are pretty good ones, too.
Oh, did you? Well, you can just go and cancel the sale. You can't buy wethers without my approval. That's my end of the business, and I won't have you interfering in it. We may as well understand each other right now.